Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today, we're at the Traffic and Conversion Conference in San Diego. Here, 2018 is upon us, and the world is changing. I'm Alan Taylor with Amanda Holmes from Chet Holmes International, and I'm here to learn. And Amanda, you are so gracious for inviting me. Thank you so much. I've already learned a lot. And I want you to actually start out introducing these first two guests.
Well, it's pretty spectacular meeting you two because I had only talked to Jonathan a couple of days ago, and hearing what you're doing with changing, transforming people's lives is fantastic. So we have Scott Ruick, president of The Paleo Secrets, also known as Native Path.
Talk about, what is Native Path? Nativepath.com.
Oh boy, it means so much. I mean, Native Path to us is really an expression of where we think natural health and wellness is going. We kind of got into this space 3 or 4 years ago with the idea that paleo was something interesting to us, but as we dove deeper into the space and realized that Native Path gave us a lot more ways to go in terms of attacking the health and wellness space. So Native Path is, I don't know, Chad, talk about Native Path a little bit.
Chad Walden, co-founder and vice president. Why paleo? And there's a lot of people that are getting into this right now.
Yeah, well, so I've been studying health and nutrition for a long time now and looked into a lot of different ways of eating. And what I like most about paleo is that we're eliminating the most problematic aspects of our diet, right? So the things that get us in the most trouble, the things that are causing heart disease, obesity, diabetes, even some cancers, it comes down to three main components, right? It's high amounts of sugar, particularly refined sugar.
Guilty.
Yep. It's gut irritating foods
guilty.
That are very irritating to our guts, and it's foods that cause inflammation, right? Those are the things that we get in the standard American diet for breakfast, lunch, dinner. That's what we're advertised
on. Bread.
Like bread, like conventional dairy.
Guilty.
Like toxic fats. Canola oil, safflower oil, these things are very problematic, right? So the paleo diet, all we're doing is just eliminating those foods and focusing on the most nutritious foods with the least amount of toxicity.
Tell people, what is paleo?
Originally, it started out as a way of eating to mimic the eating patterns of our ancestors. And eventually, it broadens out to a wider lifestyle. How were they waking up? What was their sleep patterns like? What was their stress levels like? You know, and when we investigate a little further, we find that our ancestors had amazing health. They didn't have these, what we call diseases of civilization that we had today. You know, they're worried about getting chased by lions and tigers and bears, but like they didn't have these problems, right? These problems that we're having today are more of a consequence of living in a very toxic environment. So all we're trying to do with the paleo approach is modify that environment as best we can, the modern environment, and seeing what happens, right?
So I'm curious. I mean, you guys have a 1.5 million person following. So I didn't realize that paleo was that big.
Yeah.
I thought it was just very big in California, maybe not. I just did a whole travel through the South, and nobody even knows what a vegetarian is. You're like, right, so can I give you fish? Can you explain a little bit of, is that an emerging market? Is it reaching the whole world? Is it only in certain parts of the U.S.?
Well, I think it's different in different parts, but it's definitely worldwide and global now. There's a huge PaleoFX conference based out of Austin, which is where I'm from. So people all over the world are doing it, but all we're really doing is getting back to the roots. You know, we're just telling people to eat whole, real food and minimize the bad stuff. And it's kind of gotten to that point where people don't know what a fish is. You know, they don't know what a tomato looks like in some cases, in some parts of the world. So
that's
a huge problem. You know, this is why we're such a health
chicken
crisis.
McNugget isn't a chicken.
No.
Well, and the sad thing is that people live to eat, don't eat to live.
Right.
And I've also been talking recently with Naveen Jain. Do you guys know who Naveen Jain is?
Yeah.
And he talks about the gut. And you talked about the gut, the importance of the gut, and the head being the puppet of the gut.
Right,
sure.
But we're so busy feeding comfort foods to ourselves that we're like killing ourselves slowly every day. And I think that this paleo, a lot of my friends are into paleo, and I'm starting to do more of that too. More raw foods, more fruits and vegetables, and more, you know, maybe less meat. But then is meat a part of this?
Yeah, meat's definitely a part of it. We're not excluding meat. We're not saying you have to have meat at every meal. We're not saying, killing animals is the right thing to do either. We believe in ethical, sustainable agriculture, treating animals well. You know, we very much believe when you treat the animal well and the animal's healthy, you're consuming those fats. You're consuming that good.
Well, it's the Native Americans. You know, right. They say a blessing when they kill the animal.
Right.
Thank the animal for because the spirit of the animal goes into you. And listen, I live in small town USA, Oregon, right? And so we buy all local, you know, from the local farmer next door. My wife has chickens. You know, I mean, those chickens are like her kids now because the kids have grown up. So, but we embraced that a long time ago because my wife, not so much me, I was like a, you know, In-N-Out burger guy, but my wife needed to take better care of herself. The doctor, one time, we went to the doctor together, and the doctor says to me, your wife is like a Ferrari, because I'm a car guy. He says she takes a lot of care. You got to keep her warm at night. He says, you're like a dump truck. You can eat anything you want. But it's true. Women, I think, you know, I don't know, where did this start? Maybe that's a good place. Where did it all start?
Well, are you talking about the paleo diet in general, or like kind of what we're doing?
Well, what you guys are doing, yeah. And you know, maybe that added to it, where did it all start, and then how you guys got going?
So I would say some early seeds got planted once I and my wife's also a doctor of physical therapy, once we entered
Ferrari.
The healthcare system.
Yeah,
she's definitely a Ferrari.
Yeah, right?
but my first internship was at a Methodist hospital in Houston, Texas, right? And on the second floor of this hospital, and it is a McDonald's. This hospital is world-renowned for heart disease.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah, so...
what is going on with this crazy world?
Yeah, I didn't know much about nutrition at that time, but I knew that was not right.
Hold that thought, because that's where we got to stop. Because my dad's 90, and all his doctors have died trying to keep him alive.
Yeah.
And yet, he's the one doing his own thing. He's living a paleo lifestyle, I got to tell you. We're going to take a break. We're talking with a couple of guys that really... we all need to listen to. NativePath.com. P-A-T-H, NativePath.com. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Welcome back. We're talking with Scott Ruick. He is the president of NativePath.com and Dr. Chad Walding, co-founder and VP of also NativePath.com. Doc, you were talking about McDonald's being in a hospital. My dad's been in the hospital a number of times. Every time he goes to the hospital, and now, by the way, he's 90, but every time he goes, he's like, I won't eat that crap they're giving me. And I'm like, what? He goes, go down to, you know, Whole Foods or whatever and get me some this, that. I want some salmon. I want this. And I'm like, they're not going to let me bring it in. He says, you bring it in. It's like, my dad, it's like he's 90, you know?
Yeah.
So he's kept himself alive eating healthy, eating this paleo lifestyle. Amanda?
Yeah, I was just going to add that I went through the whole alternative route when my father got diagnosed with cancer. And at the chemo, like at the front desk, they had a little jar of candies.
Amazing.
And I'm thinking, one of the number one things, if you have cancer, stay away from sugar. It's a good thing. It's like a number one, and it's right there.
It's mind-blowing.
At the chemo counter. So please, where did this come from that you were in this field?
Well, so there's a great Wendell Berry quote, and he says that we have a healthcare system that knows nothing about food, and a food system that knows nothing about health, right?
Right.
And we've fallen in love with treating symptoms, with pills and patches and things that get to the surface of the problem.
Never deal with the cause.
Yeah. We always look at correlates. And we have an entire industry built around it. We have medical schools built around it. It's controlling the marketing and the advertising. It's what people see on TV. Eat this food, take this pill. That's what you see in primetime network, right? And there's this big, huge debate about healthcare, whether it should be private
or public. It's the biggest scam on America, on the world.
It's not the conversation
sadly
we need to be having.
No,
it's like,
I know.
But this kept going. As a physical therapist, you know, I worked outpatient physical therapies of treating people with back pain, herniated disc, neck pain, sciatica, and I really saw these people were having pains largely because of the environment. They were sitting in chairs all the time. Their bodies were adapting in negative positions, forward head, slouched shoulders, rounded backs. And it was...
Wait a minute, he just described me!
Yeah. we do it.
Sit up straight.
We put kids in chairs since they're 5, and we say, sit still, don't move. Our ancestors did not sit still in chairs their whole life. They moved around all the time. They're walking and hunting and gathering. So it affects everything. It's very holistic here, right? So the positional environment became a thing. And then I started doing home health. I go to people's homes and work with people with cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And I went into those environments, and I saw what they were eating. And I saw how they were sent messages on TV. And then I saw unhealthy, obese nurses come in and inject them with medications and give them pills. And I was like, this is a broken system. We can't do this anymore. You know. So the passion to learn as much as we could about natural health, ancestral health, really grew in my wife and I. And we started, you know, talking a lot about it. Those conversations eventually led us to Scott and Chris, who are now our partners, who knew a whole lot about being able to reach a huge amount of people.
Amazing.
You know, and
congrats.
And the two combined with like great skills in marketing with good content is what made us
enter Native Path.
Yeah.
So Scott, what do you guys do for the world that's listening? They're liking it. They're agreeing with it. They're shaking their heads. What does Native Path do for people?
Yeah, I mean, you know, at our heart, you know, Chris and I have marketing background. We've been in marketing in a variety of aspects for 20 years. And so when we met Chad, it was a perfect opportunity for us to take everything we knew about marketing online and actually do something good for people. What a concept, right?
Right.
So, you know, what we do pretty well is we can navigate the online world of advertising. As you know, online advertising has exploded. You're able to buy tremendous amounts of ads on Facebook, on Google. So we combine that expertise in reaching people, which you can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a day reaching people and do it in a direct response way.
I mean, that's a serious piece of business.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at it from a direct response perspective, it really, there's very little risk involved because we can acquire a customer for a certain amount of money, and then we can watch what they do, what they buy. And so long as you can break even on that customer, you can continue to buy. So we really combined, I think, what we believe to be the best of our marketing experiences, 40 years of doing this type of thing, along with really world-class content, content that, that really changes people's lives. I mean, Chad, what do we have, like 3,000 testimonials of women? I mean, primarily women, but men as well. But you read these testimonials, and you get goosebumps. Your hair stands up on end.
Well, you know, it's interesting you said mostly women. And I think because men, when they're young, they feel invincible.
Sure.
And women are constantly watching and gauging their bodies, and there's so much more going on there. It's a very interesting aspect of, you know, the change that you guys are seeing in our world. Women are becoming obviously the front leaders, but they drag their men with them.
That's
and the
right.
older we get, the more we go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Let me take another break. We're going to come back and maybe you guys can give us some tips.
Sure.
We are at the Traffic and Conversion Conference 2018. I'm Alan Taylor, Amanda Holmes. We'll be right back with more Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today in San Diego for Traffic and Conversion Conference 2018, Amanda Holmes is here. I'm Alan Taylor. And Amanda, I know you have a question. I just want to make sure everybody understands what Native Path is. NativePath.com is a platform for a healthier lifestyle. They do have products, too. We'll get to that. Again, we're talking with Scott Ruick. He's the president, and Dr. Chad Walding. I'm going to throw it over to you.
So, being somebody that had somebody I know have cancer, we went through hundreds of different doctors trying to find somebody that could assist alternatively. So how do you weed out all of these people online that say that they know about health? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I think a couple things come to mind here. The first thing is the people that you're getting your health advice from. Like, really, really look at them and ask yourself, are they healthy?
Say, that man is not healthy looking.
Yeah, that man is not healthy.
Like, we never trust a fat chef, is what they say.
Or a skinny chef. Or a dentist with bad
teeth,
right?
Yeah,
but, like, we have so many people out there that are getting health advice that they themselves are not healthy because they don't practice what they preach.
Right.
That's a matter of integrity. So that they're losing integrity from the get-go, that shouldn't be someone you should work with. The other thing is I would really look closely at the people who have gone through their programs. Like, what kind of results are they getting? What kind of things are those people saying? And this is where we've been very aggressive about making sure that people understand we have a very successful program by showing them in a very transparent way the testimonials. You know, everyone who goes through the challenge, they all receive an invitation to share their results with us because we want to know. And that helps us improve upon our program every time we get a testimonial because they tell us what's working, what's not working.
How do you go to the challenge? How do you get to that challenge you're talking about? I love that idea.
Oh, yeah, you can go to paleosecret.com and you'll see an invitation.
Paleosecret.com.
And what we're doing there is a 30-day program where you're just eating strict paleo for 30 days. You're maximizing nutrition.
Not that hard, believe it or not.
It's really not.
Really not. When you wrap your head around it, it becomes kind of, you know,
you know what? If you can get past the gatekeeper inside of your own
head.
I cannot do this. It's actually, that's the biggest part, but go ahead.
When we've created these communities, right, we've got probably 20,000 people in our customer communities where, you know, people are really sharing their results with each other. And that really helps out to know that you're not doing it alone. When you join our program, you join, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have gone before you, and you can see their results. And so we have very much of a community-based approach to helping people along their path. And truly, the results are incredible. It isn't just weight loss. It's you know, joint pain. It's a whole number of things that end up happening as a result of going through this.
And what you do, I believe, is the future of business. I think B2C has done this a lot better than B2B, and B2B is about to come upon this, oh, I need to create a community online,
and I need
to be more transparent, and I need to show those.
Yeah, transparency is the key.
That's amazing.
As a consumer, it's very difficult when you go on Facebook and you scroll through the number of ads that you're presented presented with, it must be very difficult to understand who's real, who's not real.
How do you break through that clutter? How do you guys, NaturePath?
Well, you know, we primarily advertise on Facebook, and Facebook, to its credit, is being a lot more stringent with the advertising they allow. So in some capacity, the industry will police itself. So the Facebook platform, as an example, will allow consumers to vote down bad products. So this era of transparency is really upon us. So it really behooves us as advertisers to create the best possible experience for our customers.
That gives me a little more faith in Facebook. Because it's like sometimes, you know, I mean, you get all this crap sent at you, and it's like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's important for us to actually comment or, you know, click the thing and say, I don't want this on Facebook. I don't know how you do that. But.
Yeah. No, it really makes it quite easy for advertisers that are above board to do a good job. The ones that are going to be run out are the ones that are the snake oil salesmen, the ones that are just really not providing a good product.
Snake oil is actually pretty good. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, this really ties back to what we said we would originally talk about, is that people that are doing good things can win today, right?
100%.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, the way that when we first approached the health and wellness market, we saw such an opportunity to actually just treat customers well, because we had gone through all these products and we realized it was just done so horribly. So we as a company said to ourselves, if we're going to really survive and grow as a company, we're going to really spend a whole lot of time on the quality that we take care of our customers. So, you know, unlimited refunds, you know, 365-day, refund whenever you feel like it.
Wow.
But we really go, you know, customer turnaround times and less than that. We really go out of our way to create an exceptional experience for the customer.
What products do you make? Because we talked about that. Before we get out of here, I want to make sure we know what that is.
Our main program is the 30-day challenge, okay, like what we were talking about earlier, where we provide a community, and that's lifetime access, you know. Mm. And
Where do they find that again?
PaleoSecret.com.
Okay, gotcha. Yep.
But we also have supplements that we just released this past year. So we have a grass-fed collagen protein, which is great because you can put it in. It has no taste, but you can put it in your coffee.
Do you have anything that tastes like M&M's with peanuts? Sorry. Anyway, I'm just playing.
We do have a Paleo Treats cookbook.
See,
with
it's
lots
important.
Of desserts.
I was in Whole Foods the other night, and the first thing I did, went right over to the cookie aisle. Yeah. You know, I mean, listen, we like chips and cookies and stupid things. And even though I'm on this fitness, I just bought a gym. I'm on a fitness kick. My mouth and my brain still wants something to chew on and munch on.
Yeah, so
I want to make sure that there are actually good treats to have.
Oh, there are. 100%. Yeah, it's all about the ingredients. If you use good ingredients, you're great.
There you go.
Yeah, we have five supplements total. So the collagen, we have a greens product, we have krill oil, we have a probiotic, and we have turmeric. So those are our main supplements that we're starting out with. We also have fitness programs, one called 3-Minute Flat Belly Flow, where it's a bunch of core exercises that are good for back pain and stuff.
Right.
We love it. We got good stuff.
Well, we do.
I can't wait to visit the website. It is nativepath.com. That was Dr. Chad Walding, co-founder and vice president, and also the El Presidente, Scott Ruick. Yes.
And where would you join a community? Do you have a Native Path community, or is it also just Paleo Secrets?
So you get the private community through the access to our 30-day challenge.
Okay.
So once you join that, you get lifetime
access. PaleoSecret.com.
That's right.
All right. NativePath.com. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
And I don't know what he's doing. Whatever he's taking, I want some. You
me
not
too.
So much.
Me too. Yeah, no. I'm more the cookie guy.
I know, you and me. All right, we'll take a little break. It's Entrepreneur Weekly.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Today, we're in San Diego, California for a Traffic and Conversion Summit 2018. I'm going to be walking around and doing some interviews, but a lot of the times I actually get to use a radio podcast booth, a broadcast booth that has been brought here by the folks at Higher Pixels. And the folks to talk about that is Tom Rossi, and he has a whole team. Thanks to all you guys for allowing us to use your booth. This is a very important summit for all of us. It's a business summit. It's a digital marketing business summit, and the world is changing, Tom. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what you guys are doing here at the Buzzsprout podcast booth here.
Sure.
And also about Higher Pixels.
Yeah, so Higher Pixels is a software development company, and we have several products, and one of our products is Buzzsprout, and it's a podcasting platform for people to be able to host their podcasts. And one of the things that we see a ton are people that talk about podcasting forever, and they never get their first episode out. And so our team got together and came up with the idea of building this, you know, portable studio. And typically what we do is we bring people in and have them record an episode. And then before they leave, we upload it to Buzzsprout and it's ready to go live. So they actually have a podcast that they actually completed at a conference.
You know, what's fun is that being a broadcaster for most of my life, my father was a broadcaster before me. He's been on the radio 50 years. And to see the advent of podcasting and to know what it does to express yourself the way that we do on radio and podcasting, yeah, it's therapeutic to many to be able to speak their mind, speak their ideas, share their ideas.
Yeah.
It's so important.
What's amazing about that is that they find their tribe around that, right? Because then as they begin that process, they find other people that share those same thoughts and
tribal knowledge.
Yeah.
And well, it's funny you say that because I started a Facebook page, Tribal Knowledge.
Oh, nice.
And that's what it's about.
That's right.
Listen, no man is a mountain. And you know what? It's like, it's pretty lonely when you're on top all by yourself. So really, at the end of the day, I want to be down in the village with the party.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I want to have some fun.
Yeah. And so that's what we're excited about with Buzzsprout, is we're excited about people that are passionate about a message. They want to get that message out. They want to find those people in that tribe. And we don't want anything to get in the way. We certainly don't want technology to get in the way. And so Buzzsprout is about making it really simple. And so we demonstrate that in this very booth.
Yeah.
You know, typically we have a lot less gadgets in here, and we can just show them, look, it's not that difficult to be able to launch your own podcast and begin developing that tribe and followers and listenership. And
well, it's again, thank you very much for letting us record. We're going to be here for a few days recording. I'm sure I'm going to get tons of good content here for our audience at Entrepreneur. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, is there a cost involved? What is in it for you?
Yeah.
Because you've obviously built something. How do you make money? And how do these other people turn this into a, convert traffic into money, right?
Yeah. The way the Buzzsprout works is, you know, we make money the old-fashioned way. We charge for the service that we provide, which we charge for how many hours of content you create each month. And so, for example, $12 a month will get you 3 hours of content that you can add.
Oh, my God, that's a deal.
Yeah, it's a deal. It's a deal. And we make it really simple. We don't charge for megs and gigs.
Wait,
we just charge it by hours.
How much is it?
$12.
Dude,
I know. It's
that
tough.
Rocks.
It's tough. Yeah. And we have a free plan. The free plan is a great way for people to start. It gives you 2 hours a month that you can upload, but we're only going to host it for 90 days. So that way they can kind of experiment.
And there's the key, is the hosting part of it. And I think your software and making sure that it's ease of use takes all of those barriers away, as you say. I could not say more strongly that everyone should have some sort of a podcast. I have many businesses that are doing podcasts because their businesses are global. Mm-hmm. And so in order to kind of know what's going on, the CEO of this one company I'm working with, he does a weekly podcast to his thousands of employees.
Right.
And it's really, and he has guests, and it's a radio show in essence.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant because guess what? He communicates, they hear directly the voice, the heart, the spirit of the man or the woman, in any case, depending on who you are. But I mean, they hear it and it helps them to, I think, get behind that person.
Yeah.
Because if they believe in it and they like what they hear, and then they can also, by the way, send questions in, send comments in, because that's the world we live in today, is to be able to comment and communicate.
Yeah. Right? And that's a great example of building culture, right? That's a way for them to build culture. It's hard because we see this a lot with podcasting. Every business they ask questions about why they should get into it. And there's so many different strategies. There's so many different ways to use a podcast. The example that you just gave, it's not about monetization. I'm not going to go get sponsors or advertisers. I'm doing it because it's valuable for me as a business owner to build a culture.
Hey, and it's good for the soul, believe it or not.
And that was the other thing that you said, right? Was you're talking about it's therapeutic.
It is.
There was a podcaster at a conference that we were at, and he tells bedtime stories. And it's called Sleep With Me is the podcast.
That's funny. And
but for him it was therapeutic. Yeah. Growing up, he had a hard time sleeping, and so he would tell these stories. And what happened is he ended up building this massive audience
that is so hot
that share that exact same issue.
A lot of people out there, yeah.
And he's passionate. It's therapeutic. You can tell when you talk to him. It's not about sponsorship and monetization. For him, it was about a message that he wanted to get out and a tribe he wanted to create.
Fantastic. Well, again, it's buzzsprout.com.
Yep.
And I would suggest that it's a great, amazing communication tool. Tom Rossi, thank you again for letting us use it.
Thank you.
We'll be here for a couple days, and you guys are going to hear a lot of weeks worth of great content at the Traffic and Conversion Summit. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. We're at the Traffic and Conversion Conference 2018. Because Amanda Holmes is here from Chet Holmes International, and myself, Alan Taylor. Joining us right now is Sam Parr from The Hustle, thehustle.co. Well, let's just find out what The Hustle is from the man himself. What is The Hustle?
The Hustle is a media company that helps about 600,000 people a day make an impact in the world. We do that through sending them daily news and information they need to start their day.
And The Hustle, did you just get done talking a little bit ago, or you're going to be talking? What's going on here at the conference?
Yeah, so I just talked literally 10 minutes ago to a handful of folks.
Well, what'd you say? What was the spiel?
Yeah, so what's interesting about our company is we'll be 2 years in April, yeah. But we'll have probably close to 700,000 subscribers within those 2 years. And so,
wow,
that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's talking about conversion right there. You've been doing it, baby.
It's pretty high, I think. And then we've grown that. We send an email every single day with about a 40 or 50% open rate, which is pretty high.
Yeah.
Very high.
And so a lot of people are interested in hearing how we made that happen.
So how did you make that happen?
we want to know.
How much time you got?
Inquiring minds want to know.
We did that in a bunch of ways. I mean, the hard answer is we just built a brand that people love, but that's kind of a bull crap answer, you know.
Right.
Let's give us number one. Let's start with one and let's dive into it.
Yeah, so we have a really good referral program. So we have about 4,000 ambassadors, and each ambassador has referred on average 20 people. Mm. And so we have a really good ambassador program that's helped. We also get a lot of unique visitors a day. So sometimes, you know, 30, 40,000 people a day coming to the website through blog content that we've created.
So your referrals, how are they referring? Are they sharing it on their social channels? Are they sending an email? How are they doing that?
All of those things. We have a lot of developers, and they've built technology. So if you interact with our email a certain amount of times, you get asked to join our ambassador program. And
fascinating.
And in order to become an ambassador, you get a unique URL, and you share that. And if a certain amount of people join, you become an ambassador, and then you can get access to our Facebook group, where we have a lot of Q&As with a lot of our investors who are popular media entrepreneurs. And then if you share it with another amount of people, you get hoodies or stickers or t-shirts and things like that.
Do you have any of those things that are like pajamagrams? Oh, I'm just joking. I'm joking.
Onesie. We need the onesie. The Hustle onesie. Yeah,
exactly. No.
Exactly. So how did you get into this, man? I always wonder, where does this come from? And you said it. You kind of said, you know, that's the bullcrap answer, right? The reality is, you were good at something, and you thought, I could be an entrepreneur and go do this myself.
Well, I'm from Missouri. My mom and dad are entrepreneurs. They own a successful company. And since I was a little kid, I always knew that it was just normal to sell things on my own to make money.
Right.
So I was always selling shoes or, when I was 16, 17, old cars. And then I went to college, and I started a hot dog stand called Southern Sam's, wieners as big as a baby's arm. That's how I
That's funny.
That was my first real company. And then I moved out to San Francisco, left school, moved out to San Francisco, started a roommate matching app that was acquired, taught myself how to do copywriting, and then I read Ted Turner. He's the guy who started CNN. I read his biography, and I was like, this guy's amazing. It sounds like he had a ton of fun. He impacted a ton of people. It seems like a really...
That was the aha moment for you.
Yeah, it was
right there.
I was like, this guy, he has a really well-lived life. I know how to use the written word to convince people to do stuff. Maybe I can use media and my ability to write in order to live a life similar to Ted.
Yeah. Are you?
I'm trying. I'm certainly inspired by him.
2 years in? I mean, profitable? I mean, where are you at?
Yeah, so we are profitable. We have about 20 people now. We're growing quickly. We make a very, very good revenue. We've raised very little money in terms of funding. We've raised about $1 million, but we're quite profitable. And we're trying to take over the world.
Notice how he said quite profitable?
Well, I'll tell you right now, I know a stat that 43% of businesses are not profitable. So if you're quite profitable, then that's pretty impressive. I'll give it to you. 2 years in, yeah.
What are you most proud of what you've done with The Hustle?
I would be proud if we were selling tires or if we were selling advertising or if we were selling microphones. What I'm most proud and inspired about each day is the team that we've built. It's really cool to create jobs for people who I think are talented and people who I enjoy being around. Mm. So for me, it's about the jobs that we've created.
Human assets, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's cool. You know, I don't really care. I mean, I love media, but like, I would have just as much fun if we were selling computers.
Yeah.
Really what I love is that we have a really hardworking team, and it's really cool to see someone who we took a bet on and they ended up being awesome.
How old are you, by the way?
28.
Millennials.
Go team go. Wait, I do have a question for you. So you're going, I know you do email. How else did you build your brand? Did you do that on a social channel? Talk a little bit more about how you built that brand.
No, not really. I mean, we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of likes on Facebook, but the majority of our traffic was direct. We have a lot of search.
Hundreds of thousands of likes. How many is hundred? How many hundreds of them?
400.
It's a lot. In just 2 short years.
Yeah. We got a lot of traffic from Reddit, if you consider that a
traffic. Oh, okay. That's interesting.
You know, if you can tap into Reddit, it's like a fire hose.
How did you do that? Talk to me about that, because I know
hard.
Nothing about Reddit.
It's hard. You have to be a Reddit user to truly understand the platform, but you have to understand each community and how they work. And with Reddit, games don't really work. I mean, you could game the system, but it's impossible. So we'll post articles on Reddit, and it'll get 1 million views in a day. We've been on the front page of Reddit maybe 5 or 6 times, and you'll see huge spikes, and we'll literally get 1 million people visiting the website in one day. If you get on the top of Reddit, I mean, it's a gold mine for traffic.
Well, this whole conference here that's going on, traffic and conversion, he's done a great job of getting traffic and converting them into, you know, liking you and staying with you. What would you tell the people that are listening that have not been to The Hustle yet? What will they find there?
Well, if you go to The Hustle, it doesn't look like much, and you're going to sign up. You'll see a thing that says enter your email, and that's when the fun starts. So we have a really funny welcome email that's on brand. If you Google The Hustle welcome email, a lot of people talk about it. The whole flow, the whole funnel of how you interact with our brand, whether it's you just discovered us, you entered in your email, you unsubscribed even, the daily emails, they're all on brand. We work our butts off to make sure everything's on brand, and it's all part of the experience of making you happy and surprising and delighting you throughout the way.
Do you kind of choose your preferred, whatever it may be on The Hustle? In other words, news, lifestyle, how does that work?
Where yeah, well, we want to give...
I enter, where do I go from there? I'm enjoying myself. Do I continue to have choices, I guess is what I'm saying?
No. So we, okay. I really believe in the Oprah effect, which is like, look, like, I'm not, how old's Oprah now? 60? I'm not a 60-year-old black woman. I'm a white 28-year-old. And so on paper, I don't fit her demographic, but I love Oprah. I love Oprah because she creates one thing that everyone who loves her gets. I wouldn't have read Nicholas Sparks. She kind of talked about it. I was like, oh, Oprah said that guy's cool. So I know about that. You know, if I were a platform, then I would be more algorithmic and I would give you something tailored just for you. But we're more tastemakers in that what we say we think is cool, and we're going to tell everyone about it and make it cool.
What is next for Hustle?
Well, we want to take over the world. I mean, I want to be a huge media company. I admire Disney, how they've created a massive brand where they have merchandise, they've got theme parks, they've got movies, they've got TV stations, and we are just so happen to be starting with news and email.
All right, Sam Parr, thehustle.co. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll take a little break and bring another guest to the table here at Entrepreneur Weekly.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. Here we are at the conference. It's called Traffic and Conversion Summit 2018 in San Diego. I'm Alan Taylor. Amanda Holmes is here, and Randy Garn walks up from Scipio. How do I tell the world what Scipio is, Randy?
I would say that Scipio is the best way to communicate, bar none, hands down. We call it connection management. everybody checks their texts. And so we are creating a really powerful text marketing solution and voice broadcasting solution like you've never seen.
So, Amanda, I noticed you got kind of excited when I told you, and you guys actually, and Randy and your dad used to work together, which is really great, but it's exciting, right?
Who knew? I had no idea. But I love that you're doing text message marketing, because I know from the latest study that people are spending at least 5 hours on their phone a day. So you want to be where they're at.
And I don't think it's as offensive as other forms of stuff that is coming at me, because I'm getting stuff from the airlines and things that I've opted into a text, right? So I'm not as offended by, maybe because there's no personality to it, it's just text.
Here's some quick statistics. Alan, you're right. Honestly, like 2 years ago, it was offensive, but things have changed. People want fast. They want decisions quick on text. You can communicate very quick. So 98% of texts are open within the first 2 minutes. I don't know when you've opened up your email that quick or not, but I maybe check mine about 2 or 3 times a day, if that. And so text mobile marketing, when done right, that's what we teach people how to do, is not to overdo it, to communicate. It's got to be personal. It's different copy. It's different ways to approach it, and customers love it. You know, actually, 80% of customers want to be received and be able to communicate via text messaging.
I'm curious, though, but because I feel like it's a sensitive place, because you could possibly feel like they're an invasion of privacy. So do you have any suggestions of how you just softly break into that?
Yeah, ask for permission first. And make sure that when you do it, you make it easy to opt out. And literally, it's so much easier to opt out of text than it is to opt out of email. You just text the word stop. That's it. And that's how easy it is to get off. And that's actually through all texting. You can just text stop, and it will opt you out of if you're on something.
Give us an example of a client or two, or how you do it, maybe even through your own company. Explain to people so they fully understand this.
We work with Aflac, we work with MetLife, we work with like Brendan Burchard in the expert space. You know, he spoke to about 15,000 people, and he gave a keyword from stage that said, all right, why don't you just text Brendan at this number, and then I'll be able to follow up with you with a survey and other videos and other content. So it's not just, it's just not content, it's actually video. We actually have SMS and MMS, and so it works really well for any service-based business. If you have customers or clients that love you and want more, then texting is the best solution, hands down.
I find it fascinating. I'm totally a buyer. I'm raising my hand, please.
That was a slap, right?
So it's really fun, because there's no other way to really drive those deep personal relationships. Email used to be really, really good. I was one of the biggest email marketers back in, you know, 99 to 2012. We did so much. And now I'm like seeing that trend again with mobile marketing and text marketing. We're making it super fun, super easy. The software is really, really easy to use, and you can load your customers up and actually send out your first text to 5,000 people in less than a minute.
So are you positioning it as more from the company, or are you positioning it as a starter for a sales conversation?
It's actually really good both. So you can use it for lead gen, and you can use it for customer retention. It works really, really well for both. If you're not using keywords and text messaging on Facebook and Instagram, I will teach you how. Nobody knows how to do it right now. I'm teaching people how. But for customer retention, you start it as a conversation. And even for lead gen, you start it as a conversation. And then you lead them down the right path. We have campaigns, we have flows, we have content already in there to make it really easy for you. So we have a doctor that had, he said, I've got 3,000 people in the crypt. They're people I've called, I've sent direct mail message to, I've emailed, I haven't heard anything from them. I have 4 ladies that call every night and try to set appointments. We're like, well, let's just give it a try. Let's see what we can do. He said, all right. We loaded up all 3,000. I said, you don't want to text all 3,000 at once. Yeah, so he just sent it out to 300. And he said, I don't know whether to, you know, hate you or to kiss you, but you just booked my next 3 weeks out completely with appointments of people that I never knew existed. So it works really super well.
Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
So why the name Scipio? Where'd that come from? What's the significance?
We couldn't think of a name. We needed to find a URL, as every company knows. We're driving in between Salt Lake City and Las Vegas, and there's a little town named Scipio. And we said, why don't we just see if Scipio is available? And there you go. So Scipio, I wish there was more to it than that, but we came up with a really fun, snazzy name. So Scipio was born on a drive from Salt Lake to Las Vegas.
How serendipio. All right. Randy Garn, you can find him at Scipio.com. That's about it for Amanda and I this week on Entrepreneur Weekly. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Randy, you're the best, brother. Keep up the good work. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.